just after everything, you know, the run I had through the tournament, you know, the lads have made it. Just, I've really proved to myself and proved to everybody now how good I am, you know what I mean? I've beat the best in this championship and I didn't miss any one of them, you know what I mean? I drew every one of them and I fought my way to the end, and I would say I'm one of the only boxers in the tournament that had four fights to one and out as well, you know what I mean? But I'm just absolutely delighted, like, for me and my father to come from where we have come from such a young age, you know what I mean? It's just absolutely brilliant to come to this stage here and lift the title.
And it certainly hasn't been an easy road.
No, definitely not, you know what I mean? But I think I was more delighted, being honest, I was more delighted and I had more of a buzz about me whenever I beat Darren. You know, definitely because of the calibre of the man he is, because of what he's done and what he's achieved. But deep down, it was because he beat me early, you know what I mean? And to get in there and beat that man, I was just, words can't describe it, to be honest, you know what I mean? It was just one of the best feelings I ever had in the world, and I just absolutely delighted to beat Darren.
I remember standing here 2 years ago, and you said at the time that the one thing you wanted to do was learn from it and take it back and eventually win the thing. And now you've done that, and I suppose you've learned a few harsh lessons over the last few years, and, you know, in the previous finals that you've been in.
Oh, I definitely know what I mean. Like, Darren O'Neill, as coaches, people around him, they've all come up to me and says, your time will come, your time will come, you know. But me listening to that after him beating me, I'm like, what are you on about? Like, you know what I mean? He beat me on the day and all this. Like, that's what I was thinking then. But now when I look at things, I was a 17, 18 year old kid then, you know what I mean? And I know I'm still only 21, but the maturing and the development you do in between that, and being able to hold a senior man off you and hit him and put him back instead of hitting him and him just walking through them. You know what I mean? Now, at that time as well, I only moved up to 75 kilos and I was weighing 73, 74 kilos before it. Now I'm a full middleweight. I'm weighing 78, 79 kilos and I just want to be here to stay at this middleweight division, you know what I mean?
You've had quite a couple of months, Jason, European Under 23 champion just before Christmas, and now this. Fair to say that European Championship was the perfect building block for this.
Definitely, you know what I mean? Like, there's lads here that go away sparring, and there's lads here that get fights around the country, but it was just an absolute gift for me to go out there, not only to get one fight, but to get five fights at a European level. And everyone knows now Europe is world class, and Ireland's world class, Russia's world class, Ukraine, all them countries are world class, and I was in mixing with the best name before Christmas. You know what I mean? I've been in now five fights to win the European title. You know what I mean? It was just absolutely brilliant, and the confidence that gives you to come here, and the activeness you have, you know, at that tournament is just brilliant. And it definitely stood by me without a doubt, 100%.
And what about tonight's fight, Jason? You were leading, I suppose, comfortable enough going into the last round, but I suppose you always knew Roy Sheehan was going to come out with the guns blazing for the last 3 minutes.
You know what I mean? At the very start of this tournament, I said to myself, Roy is one to watch for, you know what I mean? Everyone says Darren O'Neill this and Darren O'Neill that, you know what I mean? I knew Darren was a big task ahead, you know what I mean? But I always knew Roy Sheehan was going to be there because he is an Irish senior team. I do be sparring him. It'd be good spars between us, you know what I mean? He's very, he'd be similar of a style to myself. But tonight I just said, this is my time, you know what I mean? Nobody's taking this off me. I beat the man that beat me twice in the final before. I beat Conrad Cummins. You know what I mean? Like, these are top lads I'm beating, and I says, no way am I falling at the last hurdle again. I took this title, and I says to myself, that's it. Nobody's taking it off me.
Like, you're a double European champion, but this was always the one you wanted, you know, particularly in the last few years, and coming here tonight in a huge crowd down, you know, from your own club and stuff. Like, this was the one that you've always had your radar on.
That's it. Like, everyone, you know what I mean, as you said, 2 times European champion is an absolutely brilliant achievement to get, I know that, but to be the national senior elite champion of your country, and not only in a weight division, but the weight division that I was in, you know what I mean, and being honest, I do think it was one of the toughest this year. That's just absolutely, I'm absolutely, you know what I mean, to lift this title, it's it's a man's title now, you know what I mean? Yes. I've won the under 18 Europeans, I've won the under 23 Europeans. This is a senior man's tournament, and the kind of boys that have beat in it is just delighted.
Well, Willie McLaughlin, bout against Adam Nolan was always going to be a tough proposition for you.
Without a doubt, he's not the best people to watch. He's just completely awkward, and that's the problem of the night. The plan was to keep the score down as much as I could in the first round, and that didn't happen. I felt that there may be only a few points down, you know, but 4 points down was a tough ask. Then I think he caught me a bit through the second round with a lot of stupid shots, like, but my vision was being blocked, my head gear was kept moving in my head and kept trying to fix it instead of maybe throwing back, but I still felt it was maybe only four down that round. Like, it was a massive gap to those for me to come back into it, and the last round I gave it everything and had him gone, like, but I just couldn't finish him in the last round, like, but I love the fighting all day. Like, he's very awkward, very, very, very awkward. I'm constantly getting close to him, and he keeps picking you off them long shots and dangly shots, and you don't know where he's punching from, because he doesn't punch direct, like, he doesn't punch straight. He's hooks, and he's just different to the rest, you know, and he's an awkward southpaw. But I thought it was a lot closer than the score was, a lot closer, like, but it changed the whole fight, maybe the complexion of the fight, you know, the whole way through it. But
if you were to go into the ring again now, Willie, is there anything you'd do differently in that?
I don't know, to be honest. We'd have to look at the videos again, like, and I know sparring him a few times, like, I boxed him in the back foot and made him come on to me, like, and didn't really know what to do with me, but that's it's hard to know, like, to be honest, you know, because he's very, very awkward, but I know he's never fit. His conditions never works number 100%, so maybe if he stood after him for the first few rounds and tried to tire him, but keep the scoring down as much as possible. It's vital that the scoring is kept down over the first two rounds, like, so I think that's where the WSB suits me as well, like, because it's over five rounds, and WSB I always lose, not always lose, but I always sometimes lose my first two rounds WSB and won the next three, so that's something maybe we have to look at maybe. But amateur boxing, like, you can steal the first round before points. The fight's as good as over, you know what I mean? It's not over, but it's as good as over, but that's what happened tonight. The first round killed me, so it was hard to come back from it.
And was it tough, Willie, coming back in here after, you know, competing in the World Series of Boxing, coming back and then the amateur game? Was that a tough transition to make?
It was tough enough, but at this time I had plenty of time to prepare, so that's why I probably got the final this year. But tactical ways, it's different, you know, but I have a good engine in me, and that's why we decided to go at him from the start and try and tire him out. And he was knackered, like, he was gone maybe through the second round. That was something. He was tired, like, and he was tired in the last. He couldn't thing me, but he just seems to get them stealing shots all the time and wins a fight, like, you know. So that's the difference with the computer scoring. But I think when Hager comes off and things like that, it make a big difference to him, to be honest, you know.
Yeah, because you come back to make a real game of it in the third round, but you're just probably too much of a gap to make up.
Too much of a gap. I couldn't believe it. The score, I think it was 11 points down or something. I don't know what it was, but mental score and all the other I fought after the second round, like, but what can you do? Just love fighting all day.
Can I just ask you on a final note, what's next now for Willie McLaughlin?
I was meant to go to Thingme tomorrow, America tomorrow, to fight for WSB, but I'm not going now. I got word there yesterday or the day before yesterday that I wasn't going to America, so 25th of March I'll be out again in the WSB quarterfinals, probably against Poland and Poland. So that's something now to look forward to, and I'll take a week off and get back in and change the WSB format now.